Good morning, Dave Clemens here, and I've got my friend Mike Hargis here. He's from the McDonald's that are here in the Bend area. How many stores you guys got?
Six.
Six stores.
Yeah.
So how many in Bend?
Four in Bend.
Then you got Sisters.
Sisters in Lapine.
In Lapine. That's it.
That's our owner has that many.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. And then that other guy owns the Madras, Prineville.
Yes, Redmond.
I say the other guy because I know that Paul's probably like,
Paul's,
hey,
Paul's a good guy.
You know my name. Just messing with you,
and Paul. His son is now in it too. Mason?
Yeah, that's right.
Mason's
right.
Super guy.
That's
too.
What I've heard. Now, do you guys have to work together at all?
Well,
or do you guys have a rivalry?
We do work together a lot. No, I mean,
there's no rivalry.
No. We're all under the same brand.
You don't try to steal his customers?
No.
Put up a big billboard right next to the Prineville store that says, hey, Ben's only another so many miles.
No, we don't do that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to be. Do you guys share the same Ronald? How does that work?
Yes.
Right?
Well, there's one Ronald. So.
Oh, duh. Oops, sorry. I almost messed that up. Let's talk about why you're here.
The McRib.
Oh, my gosh. The McRib is back.
Did I
get the first one again?
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yes.
That is so exciting.
Yep.
Because I always brag about that. I always tell people, you know, when the McRib comes back, I usually get the first one.
There you go.
Because that makes me feel famous.
You are famous.
To everybody, the McRib. You know what we need to do, Mike, is I really want to work the drive-thru again.
Hey, anytime.
You know? And just so people know, I don't actually work the drive-thru. I just do the talking part.
See?
They don't let me touch anything. But I would like to do that again sometime for
real. Let's do it.
And now, do you guys still have the pre-recorded message sometimes before your order?
Yes.
Right? Because you always get like this person, it's all smiley and happy and everything, right? And they're like, hey, would you like to buy a blah, blah, blah? And you're like, oh, no, thank you. And then someone else comes on.
Yep.
And usually they're smiley and happy too. Don't take me wrong.
Right.
But it's definitely a different person.
Well, sometimes that's happening. Sometimes it's a pre-recorded messaging, but when we're like really busy, there's two or three people and they're taking orders anyways. So one might greet you.
And then the other one takes the order.
And then somebody's taking the order because they're doing double duties while they're taking orders and taking money and doing all that kind of stuff.
Right, they're busy. Okay, so I want to be the guy that talks before everything.
Sure.
Because I can't take an order.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Because I'll mess that up. And we don't want that to
happen. I don't even do it. I just watch them because some of those people go, you know, their hands are flying. I don't even know how they do it.
But there's nothing cooler, I got to tell you, just in life, there's nothing cooler than when you get a really good drive-through person.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They're attentive. They're they're just good at what they do.
Yep.
It's like a skill.
Yep.
It's like a skill.
They do a lot. They do more than people think.
Right.
They don't just stand there and
take orders
on their phone and, you know, they are working multiple jobs at the time. So,
right. Now, you worked drive-through many years ago.
Many, many years ago.
Right? Yeah. Right. Like, so, and that had to be weird, right? Because you would actually hear the stagecoach rolling up to this restaurant.
Exactly.
Pet the horses a little, get them their order. McWestern.
You're not far wrong.
Burger or whatever. All right, Mike, so McRib is back. That's the whole point of this interview and just to harass you a little bit.
Yeah, that's all good.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. How long is the McRib around? Is it like one of those deals where until they sell out or?
Yeah, it's typically 4 to 6 weeks and supply supplies last. So it's really hard to say how long they're going to be around.
Okay. But. So get your McRibs now. Do they save well? You can't like buy like a bunch of them and freeze them, could you?
I've never tried that. I don't know.
I just got an amazing idea. You get the McRib, and you take a popsicle stick and stick it in there, and then you freeze them, and then in the summer, you sell them as McRib-sicles or something.
Well, I don't know.
You that try might be it. Gross, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to call you in the summer. I'm going to see if you'll eat it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
You bet. Thank
Talking
you.
Talking to Mike Hargis from McDonald's. The McRib is back,